So we begin this morning at the beginning of the parsha, which has the famous it's a story, a law, a story. It's almost like a narrative of the Eved Ivri. Okay, it begins. Eila mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. It's very odd, the placement, by the way, of Eved Ivri, of this Hebrew servant, indentured servant. It's more like a friend that you took in. When you think about people who would do such a thing, take someone in who's down on his luck, and help them and rehabilitate them. That's really what the Eved Ivri. That's the Eved Ivri is. So these are the laws. Ki tikne Eved Ivri sheishanim yavod ubashvi yetze lechavshi chinam. Right. So he works for 6 years, and the seventh year he would go out. He would go out free, and then it says, right, famously, but what if he says, I don't want to go, right? I don't want to go. He says, V'im omar, amar yomar eved, after 6 years, ahavti et adoni, I don't want to leave. I love my master, v'yiti shti v'et banai, and, he's been married off to a maidservant, and now he has children. And clearly, these are people now that are coming not from the Jewish faith, but they've been pulled in, and there's laws of servitude that sort of pulls them in, creates a quasi-Jewish status. Lo etze chafshi, I don't want to go free. V'gusho Adonav el Elohim, so his master will bring him to the judge. V'gusho el adelat, they'll bring him to the door, o el mezuzah, or to a mezuzah of the door. V'ratza Adonav ez azno b'marzea, what does he do? He pierces his ear. In those days, he didn't go to the mall to pierce your ears. He went to the door, okay? Pierces his ear, avado le'olam, and he'll serve forever. So Rashi explains, before we get into the kliyakar, Rashi says, why would someone be sold as an Eved Ivri? So he brings up the scenario. He says, miyad, beizdin shemachruhu bignevato. What happened? The man stole. He was down on his luck. He was destitute. He needed whatever it was he needed, and he did something wrong, clearly, right? He stole, and he couldn't pay back. Geneva, it requires that not only you pay back the thing that you stole, but you have to pay back kefel, you have to pay back double. He couldn't pay it back. So he was sold in his into servitude through sort of to work off his debt, essentially. Oh, eino el b'mocha atzmo mipnei dachka. Or it's a situation where he's actually sold of his own accord. He goes to Nebuch, right? He goes to Beis Din. And he says, I can't. I can't pay the mortgage. I can't pay my debts. I can't. Whatever, right? He's sold literally into slavery, essentially saying, I need help. I need help of the community. I could only imagine how pertinent that is, to your family. So the Kli Akar goes right in. And the Kli Akar says as follows. So we're on where it says, Ahavti et ishti v'et banai lo yitzei chafshi. Right, where after 6 years he says, I love my my family, whatever, I don't want to leave. V'tam l'ritziyas ha'ozen. So why do we pierce his ear? Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Ozen sheshama al har sinai lo tignov. It's top of page Shin Nuntet. Ozen shesham al har sinai lo tignov, the ear that heard at har sinai, right? This is why it comes right after har sinai, right after matan torah. The ear that heard at sinai that you can't steal, right? It's one of the Ten Commandments. Beholach v'ganav, and he went and he stole. Teratza, his ear should be pierced, right? You should remember, look, you did something wrong. Umakshim alav. So they ask on this, Lama yeratza miyad kishemochrim oso beizdin o mocher atzmo? Why wouldn't lama lo yeratza? Why wouldn't you? If you have to pierce his ear because of what he did, when should you do it? When should you do it? Do it right away. Why didn't you do it right away when beizdin sold him? Whatever. Say, hey, by the way, you're going into servitude because of this. We're going to pierce your ear. Remember, you messed up. You stole. Or when he sells himself. Uledaati yoter karov lishmoa, and it seems to me, by the way, the question about him selling himself in this situation, it's not as great a question because, right, he didn't steal, right? So we'll talk about this. Okay. Uladati yoteker Rav Lishmoa shelakachu loke be'azno kidemazik babakam perak meruba mipnei mayach mira Torah veganav yoter mibigazlan. He just says, like, by the way, parenthetically, it makes sense why specifically for geneva, for theft, he's going to get this punishment of piercing his ear against the wall or against the door. Why? Because there's a difference between a ganav and a gazlan. What's a ganav and a gazlan? What's the difference?
One's a marauder, one's a mugger.
Okay, good, right? So a ganav is in private. A ganav is someone who breaks into your house under the cover of night or whatever in secret, right? Hidden. And he steals. A gazlan is more of like a robber, a mugger, right? Right in front of you, very brazen act of, hold up here, give me your wallet, and I'm walking away. Who's worse, according to the Gemara?
Ganav
is worse, right? Of course, this is Judaism, right? Because anyone would say, the gazlan's worse. What do you mean? He's brazen, it's disgusting, it's a holdup in the middle of, the city. No, it's the ganav. Why? Because the ganav says that I'm afraid of mankind, but I'm not afraid of God. Meaning the gazlan, at least the gazlan has, we talked about the Kutzker Rebbe a few days ago, at least the gazlan's honest about who he is. I don't care. God sees me, fine. I'm a ganav. I'm a thief. I'm a gazlan. I'm a thief. I'm robbing. It's who I am. Whatever. The ganav, right? He's embezzling. He's doing whatever. However he does it, right? He's doing it in a way where he says, yeah, I'm afraid of people seeing me, but I'm not afraid of God. Right? That's the issue. So this guy was a ganav. Lefisha ganav lo hishva kvod eved lekvod kono. Kiviyachol asa ayin shel malo kiilu eino roe. He made it as if the heavenly eye didn't see him. The ozen shomala kilu ena shomas, as if the ear of on high, God didn't hear what happened. Al kain dinu sheyilta beazno. Therefore, it makes sense that he'll be stricken on his ear. Lefishachata keneged ozen shomala, because he sinned, he transgressed against the heavenly ear, against the heavenly eye, essentially. This also explains why the ganav, right, the thief, would get this punishment more than any other one, right? Meaning, think about it. Kila dibre Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, because according to Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai's idea, kasha, shal kol aveir shabatar yirata. What do you mean? We heard everything in Har Sinai. First of all, there were 10 commandments, right? So it should be for every 10. Oh, you weren't good to your parents? Boom, I'm gonna give you a zetz in the ear. I mean, it's the Ten Commandments and everything else. We believe that all the mitzvot were given at Har Sinai. So why isn't that, the ear that heard at Har Sinai that you should get for everything? You should get this this punishment. Ve'in lahakshos. He said, but you can't ask that question. Imkein yilka gam be'eino. Dimkein yisame oto v'lo yiye ra'ui la'avod. And you shouldn't also ask. And so again, he says that's why it's not a good question, because the ganav is unique, because of the way that he's trying to, circumvent, God seeing him, or trying to skirt, God's dominion over the world. And he says as well, don't ask, well, God, what about, the sight of us, so to speak, right? God saw you. Let him, let's blind him in an eye. No, if you blind the Eved, the servant, in his eye, he won't be able to be a servant anymore, right? That wouldn't make any sense. However, what about the person who sells himself? Because again, Nebuch, he's in a terrible situation. He sells himself to a master, and he says, I just need help. I need people to take care of me. Yishtam acher b'dover. There has to be a different reason for this. He didn't steal. By the way, it's the opposite. He shouldn't get. It shouldn't be. The ear that heard a low tignum. He bedafka. Why did he sell himself? Because he wouldn't steal. Maybe he had a moral compass, and he said, "I'm not going to bring myself, to this state. I just need to rely on the help of on the kindness of others." So that's to be a different reason. Lefishakolz manchu eved lavadim tzarich hu lahatot azno lishmoa bekol rabo. For as long as he is a slave to slaves, he has to listen, he has to take his ear and turn his ear to whom? To his earthly master. But ultimately, why are we a slave to slaves? Because all of us are servants of Hashem. Right? It's a perspective on life. All of us are avadim. Right? And God said, Kili, Odin Shishama. Right? God said, Kili bnei Yisrael avadim. You're my slaves. You're my servants. Right? We're Abdei Hashem. So you're saying, I don't want to be God's servant anymore, but that there's going to be a voice, there's going to be someone's directive that's going to supersede God's directive. Even though you need it. That's the situation. What he's doing is, he's taking himself away from placing God as the ultimate priority in his life, because he's saying, he has other people, who have authority over him, other than God. Masha, this is cut off. I apologize. My bad. Hold on. Masha ain kain benim kar b'gneva. So, which is not the case by a person who was sold in his into slavery because he stole. Right? In that situation, the Beis Din, he didn't want to be sold into slavery. Right? The Beis Din sold him into servitude because he couldn't pay back. This other person is saying, yeah, whatever. You know, I'm willing to do this. So on some level, there's this issue of him saying, God is not going to be my ultimate authority. Flip the page. Mikol makom kasha. He says, we still have a question. We still have, even though, fine, so we have reasons for both, but we still have a question. Why not do it right away? Why are you doing this when, after?
6 years.
You're doing it after 6 years, and only if he decides he wants to stay after 6 years. God bless. Tshuva l'davar. Here's the answer. She'ein danes ha'adam b'shnei dinim. He says, because we don't judge a person, we don't impose two penalties on a person. Ki kol ganav, im yeshlo, shnai mishalem. Any person who steals, if he has, he would pay back double. V'az ki bel dino v'niftar. Then he accepted, that's his punishment, right? He had to pay back double. And that's it. It's done. He did his time. Okay? V'imecharu based in Mignevaso on Shoha Abdus. And if he's sold into slavery because he couldn't pay back, so then he has servitude. So that's one punishment. V'chein mocher atzmo machmas dachko. Gamu anus api devar hadocha kagadol. Asher v'yol yidei midazo. And the same thing with regard to the person who's, you know, Nebuch, who can't afford, life, and he's sold on his own. So that's punishment in of itself. However, the Torah created a system whereby, okay, you have this situation, but this is not forever. I'm going to give you a get-out-of-jail-free card, literally, right? I'm going to give you an out. It's not parole. It's literally, you're out. You're done, right? By the way, which is unheard of. Right, in the world, back in the ancient world of slavery, right, that you would, a slave could just leave after X amount of years. It didn't work like that. But God said, no, I get it. Okay? You worked, you did what you need to do. And this is from just a wonderful, very nice will, of compassion, etc. Vim amor yomara evan. Ahaftias ishtives banai lo yitzei chafshi. But if the servant says, I love my wife, I love my children, I don't want to leave. Varehu bocher liyot eved la'avadim. And he chooses, in this situation, after 6 years, you are choosing of your own accord. Yes, you were in a bad situation before. But now, things have changed. And now you choose of your own accord to say, no, this is what I want to be. I want to, God's going to be sort of up here. I'll serve this earthly master, and that's the kind of life that I want to lead. Umeisiras no mishmoa b'kol Hashem, and he moves his ear away from hearing the word of God. Az din hu shiel kebe'azno. Then it makes sense that he'll get this punishment, this or this penalty, whatever it is. Vanim karbid nevato tzarich gamkein onesh acher mina abdus Tigloi milsa lemafreya she'ena avdus etzlo shum onesh. And in the same vein, the person who is sold into slavery because of his theft, what he's showing is that avdus isn't so bad to him. I don't want, you know what, this is kind of good life. And the truth is, the Gemara talks about this, right? Kana eved, kana rabo. When you have a servant, you have like, when the master acquires a servant, he's acquired a master. What do you mean? Because we have to take care of him, we have to feed him, we have to, you know, make sure he has a nice pillow to sleep on. Literally, the Gemara talks about, you know, your pillow shouldn't be that much better than it. I mean, it's incredible. You know, how we view this, right? It's very, very different than, you know, what you hear about in American slavery and so on. It's a completely different reality. And what this guy is saying now is like, you know what? I like this life. It's good. I'm happy this way. This is all I need. It's not a punishment. Sharei adainu bocher ba'avdus. And now he's choosing avdus. It wasn't like, you know, remember, it wasn't his fault before, right? He didn't have the money, right? Obviously, he stole, but he didn't have the money to pay back. So, boom, you know, Beis Din sends him away. Here he's saying, no, this is where I want to stay. And by the way, there, you know, to bring up one of my, you know, someone said, yeah, last Shabbos, I said, oh, Frisco Kid is one of my favorite movies. Someone after Shabbos, he saw the Frisco Kid, and he texted me with Gene Wilder, he's a chassid, whatever. He texts me after, he goes, that's your favorite movie? I said, first of all, it's one of my favorites. It's my favorite, like, Jewish, you know, theme movie. Don't think Shawshank Redemption. That's all. Shawshank Redemption is godless, right? Shawshank Redemption, right? It's all about how, you know, these people who get used to living on the inside, so to speak, and then, you know, it comes time for them to leave, and they're scared, and they don't want to leave. And they can't, you know, rejoin society. That's what's happening here. That's the idea. Sharei adainu bocher ba'avdus says, I don't want this. Ki tov lo imach. I'm happier with you. V'heichan ansho alo tignov. V'al ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. And what about, so then where's the punishment for don't steal, right? This guy stole. And ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. That, you know, we're supposed to be slaves to God, servants to God, not to others. V'lo avadim avadim. Al ken yiratzu ba'ozen. Therefore, it makes sense now to give him his, you know, that penalty, that punishment. For through that, he'll be able to be exempted for these other two transgressions. Because one punishment will be enough for both. Now we can understand why this ceremony of the ear piercing doesn't happen immediately, but it happens later. Because you're showing later, right, your real intentions, and that, you know, you are liable for certain things. Okay. V'tam l'ritzia dafka badelet uba mezuzah. So why is it specifically at the door or the mezuzah? Very odd language, right? Bring him to a delet or to a mezuzah. What does that mean? Lefisha after sheish, patkalo haTorah petach letzeis me'avdus l'cheres. Because for after 6 years, right? These are people, right? This is the Jewish people. We just left Egypt, right? So after 6 years, there's this opening where you could leave slavery. Ve'adelet tisov al tzirah, ve'atzel eino rotzeh latzeit. What's his imagery here? He says, the door is open. The door is open. And you don't want to leave. We open the door and it swivel, right? It's there on its whatever, Al Tzira, like it swiveled open. And you don't want to leave. Kemishi Yoshev Beveda Asurim, Upotrin Lo Petach Lemor, as if someone who's sitting in prison and they open the door for him. And they say, Lech Malayda Mafshecha. It's a break. Get out of jail free. Run away. You're good. And he says, no, I don't want to. Kachu bocher batovot hamedumot sheyeshlo. In this same way, he's choosing the good life that he imagines here, which he what cannot imagine outside. Ki tov lo imo b'machal mishtet. Look, I don't have to worry, right? I have food. I have provisions, I have drink, I have what I need. Therefore, he leaves the door open and he doesn't want to leave. Dinu she ratza badelet. If that's the case, then really he deserves this piercing of the ear. He deserves this punishment to say, what are you doing? Your whole, the way that you're looking at life is wrong. al mezuzah, or on the mezuzah, shechaku kaleh parshas bi'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. I'd say the mezuzah. So he says, because what does it say on the mezuzah? Right? Bi'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, love Hashem your God. V'hu omer, ahavti et ishti ve'et panai. And he says, I love, now this is not, I love my wife and my children. That's not a bad thing. He's saying, I love my wife and my children that you gave me here. He might have a family on the outside. Understand, right? He might have family on the outside. Oh, you gave me a non-Jewish, right? I don't want to say the word. A non-Jewish maidservant. You know what I'm thinking of, right? And you have children. Oh, I loved it. This is wonderful. Hello, you have a wife, you have children, you have family on the outside. You don't want to go? Vayol, it's too hard. And he sort of, turns the love of God on its head and says, no, I love this more than this life more than I love God. Therefore, let him be also pierced by the mezuzah. Also, every free person should have the ability to be mekayim, to fulfill this pasuk, basically of going towards the doorways of God, essentially, coming to shul and learning, lishmor mezuzot p'tachai, right, to safeguard the mezuzot of our entrances, v'zeshol kedal daltot rabo, to go, to have a rebbe, to have a shul, to have a school, u'meser azno mishmor b'kol Hashem, lishkol al daltotav. You should have the ability to do that. You're not going to be able to do that because you're working for this guy. Oh, but he's taking care of you. Very nice. Al-ken yiratza sham. Therefore, he's going to be pierced over there. Lomar, harei atame roa bechirascha kavuapo. To tell him, because of your poor choice, meroa bechiratcha, you had a choice, and now you turned it, you denied it, kavuapo, you're stuck here. Velo tazuz mikan od. Literally, right? As if, you're taking the ear and, sticking him there and saying, you're stuck here. This is where you're, and this is your own choice. That's why I'm doing it to you. Because I want you to go free. Because really what God wants from us is to live our lives. And yes, to struggle. But to deal with everything that life has. And deal with it with the proper perspective. And grow through it. Right? And have the love of your family and support and community. As opposed to just saying, just I'm a Nebuch, help me. That's not a way to live it. The next paragraph. I'm sorry, Jared. I'm just gonna finish up, and in 4 minutes, I'm all yours. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. In the next paragraph, I'm gonna skip, but I'll tell you basically what he says. He says, I'll give you another reason for the Ritzias Ozen, and he quotes a pasuk or a teaching from the Gemara that says if a person marries someone that's not proper for him, that Elijah the prophet kind of binds him. And also it says rotzo, binds him and kind of either pierces him, right, like the word ritzia, or gives him zets, right, a ritzua, like the ritzua of tefillin, right, that are straps, right, or he gets, strapped. What's it talking about? It's talking about, he says, look, this guy married someone he's not really supposed to marry, okay? He's intermarried. You guys assimilated. He married a maidservant. He said, no, I love my maidservant and the children and the servant children and... Are you serious? This is the life that you choose for yourself, and you have the ability to break out of this and to rejoin and be a part of the community, and this is what you're choosing? It's, again, it's pasnish. This is not right. This isn't the way you should want to live. Finally, look at the last paragraph on the left-hand side where it says milvad. Incredible. The kliyakar, wow. Listen to this. Milvad kol ha'ta'amim halalu, on the top of Shin Samech Aleph. Aside from all these reasons, yesh be'inyan zeh remez nachon, there's an incredible hint here, an allusion. L'chol ha'ivrim, shebemachaneh ha'ivrim. To all of the ivrim, it's a play on words, okay? To all of the ivrim, what's an iver?
Blind.
A blind person? Bemachaneh ha'ivrim, with a vet. In the Hebrew camp, basically, to all of those blind people walking around the Jewish community, right? He's speaking to his flock. Hanosim kol yemeim al shechmam, who take all of their all of their lives, they carry on their shoulders. Kol minei abdus, utlos, umachovos, kedei la'asiga kinyanim ha-medumim, who work, you know, and they're working overtime, they're working 25 hours a day, and every second, and this is before smartphones, right? And every second, we're attached to whatever it is we're attached to. Why? In order to acquire the things that we think are going to be the things that are most important in life, like, you know, like money and possessions, etc. And he becomes to those acquisitions, or to the pursuit of those acquisitions, or those, you know, the status positions he's looking for, he becomes a slave, an eternal slave to that. The Toain, Shumuchrach Lasos. And he says, I'm stuck, I have to. The Kesef Ubazav, with gold and silver and money, Bishvilishto Uvanam, to take care of my wife and children. Bichyumarba Bishvilam, and I need to get more. And yet, he's looking to get more. And what's happening? He's not spending more time. Oh, it's all for my wife and kids. You're not spending time with your wife and kids because you're busy getting more and more and more. And he doesn't want to go out free his whole life. This is it. Usvir v'tabil alav kol atlos, and he accepts all the difficulties that comes along with that. Amro ahavti et ishti et banai lo itzei chapshi. I love my wife and my children. He says to himself, I love my wife and my children. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going. But he forgets that Torah is cherut ala luchot. He forgets that to have real freedom, right, is to really be a servant of God, is to be a productive member of the Jewish community, is to come to shul, is to learn, is to daven, is to do chesed, to do the things, give tzedakah, do the things that we look at doing. So, no, I need to amass more and more and more. Oh, my kids. Kirini kasher b'chavlei adam uba avotot ha'avar isha uvanim v'alkein karashmo eved nirza. Therefore, we call him a pierced slave. Kikoye mechayev lo yishkod ha'ish. That person's not going to be, he'll never have a sense of serenity or tranquility. Adi masher kila v'hevel yamav ushnosa v'vela utrado shono zomnizo, till he goes from one, you know, gahak tzaras to another. Uvimoso lo yilavu ishto vanav ki ad petach kivro. He says, the end of the day, it's a little morbid, but he says, at the end of the day, your wife and your children, they're going to take you to your grave. That's where it stops. And then you go, you're into the grave. Then you're on the Olam HaEmes. And then what do you have? Right? And the idea being, he's saying, don't make the mistake of, you know, oh, it's for them. But really, at the end of the day, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There has to be a bigger perspective. And when a person recognizes that, you know, yes, wife, family, time with them, to be with them, to teach them values that are enduring, to teach them, to give them a sense of Avas HaTorah, of Avas Am Yisrael, of all of the things that we think are important in this life, to not do that and just be like, no, this is the end all be all, that's the way, God forbid, that person could be remembered. But to take it the other way around, he says, I'm telling you, he goes, the door is open. Right? We have to do the things we have to do. We have to support our families. We have to make a good living. We have to do all of those things. But at the end of the day, we have to be able to walk through the door with our heads held high and go to our families and say, you know, my kinder, my family, this is what's important. Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Torah Yisrael, Chesed, Tzedakah. These are the things that are important, because these are the things ultimately that are going to carry, usher every single person on their own up into the Olam HaEmes and really truly escort them to where they need to go, and allow your wife and your children and your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren to flourish and have that legacy in their hands that is truly eternal. Yes, go ahead, everyone. Really nailed.